This year began in May, and what happened was I walk in the office, and the secretary said, "You know, there's a bird on our windowsill, and the bird is nesting, and you know, we have to look because there might be some eggs under the bird." And then I'm trying to, oh, wow, Shiluach HaKen, what do we do? You know, it's finally happening, and I totally, didn't know what to do. And I started thinking back to the days when I studied Shiluach HaKen in depth, and I remembered, you know how especially in commentaries and Gemara, you come to that point and you think it's all going to be solved, and then you see tzadik ayin, tzarich iyun, that it's not ending, but it needs more discussion, more insight, tzarich iyun. You've come to some kind of a stop and you don't know exactly what to do. And that's what was in my mind, a big tzadik ayin, tzarich iyun. What do we do when you actually finally get the opportunity for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen? And I remembered that it was not so simple, and I had a lot of different understandings of it. I remembered that there was a machloket Rambam on it, and that it wasn't really so clear if you didn't want the eggs, if you didn't really need the eggs and want the eggs, are you obligated to send the mother bird away? So I was about to go and do research and try to find out what to do, what our obligation is. This is really, it's hefker, it's kind of on the window ledge. It has to be, the bird has to be hefker, not owned, ownerless. And it also has to be ov tahar. It looked like it could be a dove, which is a kosher bird. Okay, so you have this opportunity. And as I'm starting to check out and to find out what to do, a beautiful woman walks into the office and she sees all this, like we're going on, you know, all the secretaries, everyone's like crowding around the windowsill. And she says, "Oh, I would like this mitzvah. Oh, could you give me the opportunity to do the mitzvah?" And I start in the kind of a Lithuanian way, telling her, "Well, maybe if we don't need the egg, you know, maybe we shouldn't do it, and maybe this," and going back and going, no, I know the mitzvah. And I understand there's greater depth to it. I read the Zohar and we have to do it and it'll be good for Am Yisrael. It'll bring rachamim. And I hadn't seen the Zohar until then. And I just didn't have that, urge and that desire and that yearning to do the mitzvah. If it would have been that I should do it, I would do it. But she came with such a deep desire and yearning to do the mitzvah. We checked it out. I said, "Bechozo, we want to check it out." We asked, and different people who were more knowledgeable on the subject, and they said that if it was for this reason of bringing rachamim to Am Yisrael, and she would somehow find a use for the eggs, then for sure she had, and we made this, it was the Matan didn't own the windowsill and what was on it, it was hefker, that we would, I think we said we'd sleep on it for the night and find out more details and how to do it and give her that opportunity, which was what in fact and what we did, and she had this mitzvah. And then I think she's an artist, as she painted the eggs, and there she want, you know, she has use for them, and sent the bird away with Makaya in the mitzvah. And at that point, I said I felt I wanted to, since I, in coming to the mitzvah, I felt I didn't know enough. I didn't know enough, and I wanted to learn more about the mitzvah. And one of the sources that we'll get to towards the end connects it to the Akedah in a very poignant, difficult manner, which we read about the Akedah yesterday, so it kind of comes all together. When I was asked to give this shiur, I said I would bring the two topics together. Also, in Matan this summer, we have a 3-week program where we focus on Eretz Yisrael, And one of the weeks, one week I think was the sea, the seas in Eretz Yisrael, the waters, and another week was the desert. And a third topic was animals. So when the animals, because of birds and animals, so I started formulating this year for the summer program. If I don't see faces from our summer program, so I asked Slicha if I'm giving this year again, but I just thought it was something important to share. I enjoyed the research and the learning that I did from on this topic, and especially connected to the Akedah, which we've just read. As long as I mention something about the Matan Summer Program, this program here also on Al HaPerek is a very, just you read on, it can be learning that can be done at home. It's a 5-year program of finishing all Tanakh in 5 years. Nevi'im and Ketuvim, it's not Torah. You're finishing Nevi'im and Ketuvim, and you can go online and find out more information, but it's very, I said I thought it would be important. We have many programs, which I'm not going to mention, as I want to get into the learning, but I do want to mention this program because it can be done from home, it can be done all over, and it would be very nice. We already have about, I think, 10 or 15 people from the United States signed up for the program, along with 150 from Israel. So it's something that you can kind of connect to in this way of learning Tanakh. I think also, first of all, there are women learning the Daf Yomi. We have it at Matan. But somehow women sometimes have more knowledge and feel more of a desire to do Tanakh. And as there is the Daf Yomi, we're now trying this, the Al HaPerek. It's 2 prekim a week. It's not a perek every day. 2 prekim, we thought that was more manageable, and we did want to do it a little bit more in depth. So that's just the program I thought I would let everybody know. But to get back to here, to Shiduach HaKeh. Okay, so we have in our source sheets, right, this mitzvah appears first, actually only once, it appears in Chumash Dvarim, right, and it's in the Perek where we start talking about the man going on the way, he sees lost animals, and different mitzvot, odds and ends of different mitzvot that are put together as we come into Eretz Yisrael, as we build our homes, as we walk on the paths in coming to a settled land after the 40 years in the Midbar. Right? It's not a mitzvah to kind of be given in the Midbar, but coming to, in preparation for coming to Eretz Yisrael, where we're going to walk in the drachim, this could happen, right? Let's read together, Pasuk Vav, go down. Ki karei ken tzipor lefanecha baderech, right? It happens to be a bird's nest before you on the way. V'chol eitz, o al ha'aretz, if it's on the tree, or on the ground, or as we had it, on the windowsill. Sometimes I think people have told me on air conditioning units they sometimes come. Efrochim, o ala beitim, and then this bird is, they're the eggs also, and the young chicks and the eggs. V'ha'em rovetet al ha'efrochim, o ala beitim, the mother is sitting on the young or on the eggs. Lo tikacha em ala banim, you shall not take the mother and the eggs together. Right now. First of all, even today, but especially in earlier times, when man went out, and if you're out and it's in a field, it's not owned, right, and you come across a bird, that bird is hefker, and it's a kosher bird, of tahar, you can take it. And if you come across, if somehow the mother is not on the eggs, and you would like the eggs, or you would like the young chicks, you can take them too. They're yours, it's hefker, and they're kosher, and you can have them. You can have them, you can have the eggs, you can have the birds, but if you see the two of them together, right, the mother nesting, the mother making her home and bringing into her home the chicks and the eggs and wanting to raise them, right, the two together, even though you can have each one separately, you cannot take the mother together with her young. But should you still want something of that package deal, so to speak, you want one, right, then you have to send away the mother, right, shaleach tishaleach et ha'ein, you must send away the mother, v'et ha'banim tikach lecha, And the children, either if they're chicks or the eggs, you shall take l'man yitav lecha v'harach dayamim, so that it should be good for you and you have a long life. Okay? Which other mitzvah do we have? L'man yitav lecha v'harach dayamim? Kibud av v'em. And I brought that, if you go down on the page, especially in the Kibud av v'em, when it's repeated in Vayetchanan, by Moshe, in Chumash Dvarim, Kabed et avicha v'timecha, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, l'man yarichun yamecha, longing of the right prolonging days, l'man yitav lecha, v'diyuk, the same thing, both be to be good for you, al adama asher Hashem Elokecha noten lecha, and also arichut yamin. And the question comes up, those are the only two mitzvot that have this schar, right? And two such very different mitzvot, it seems. And if you turn the page on source two, the Midrash really emphasizes the difference between the mitzvot. Kach lo gila kodesh baruch hu matan scharan shel mitzvot chutz mishtei mitzvot. Hashem didn't reveal the reward for mitzvot except for two. Hachamura shebachamurot v'hakala shebekalot. The most stringent and difficult of all the mitzvot, we have this reward of a long life and everything will be good for us. V'hakala, the easiest of all mitzvot. Kibud av v'em chamura shebachamurot u'matan scharan yechut yamin shenemar, right, as we saw. V'hakala, and the most, such an easy mitzvah, is shiluach haken u'mashchara, and what is its reward? The same reward that we really don't know when we do mitzvot, such a difficult mitzvah. Why is kibud v'em such a difficult mitzvah? Because it is, that's right. I was even thinking, you know, I was thinking on Shabbat, I spoke, we had a family simcha. I think kibud av v'em is even after your parents pass away. Right? The obligation of remembering, the obligation of the yard site, and it's 24/7. It's 24/7 as long as you live. Right? All the time, and you can't even say something, yes, what you said is right. Because that's not honor, that's not respect to one's parents. Of course not disagreeing. I mean, I'm not saying if I did it all, and you know, we always try and we have to, but it very, very, very difficult mitzvah. And 24/7, and we're involved in it all the time, and the reward is the same as this simple mitzvah. Right? Even though we had a hard time with it at Matan, but it's not a difficult mitzvah. And it's clearly not 24/7. Ki kare. Chance. Happen. Right? Kibud av v'em is all the time. Every person is born out of a mother and a father. Right? It's all the time. You can't get away from that mitzvah. Right? I mean, shiluach haken somehow, not intentionally, but somehow I didn't even have the opportunity to do the mitzvah until I was, a little bit older. You know what I mean? So the same thing for this, we gave our friend to do the mitzvah, but, you know, if I would have done that mitzvah, the same reward would have been, maybe I'll still have time to do it, but if we find another one. But it would be the same reward as, you know, you do it, it's 2 seconds, right? How long would it take? 10 seconds? You have to learn a little bit how to do it, and, right, so give, say 5 hours. Right, 5 hours of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and you get the same reward as 24/7 of whatever 80 years of Mea Vesrin, you know, that you have this obligation. So we really don't know, in a sense, to teach us how we really don't know Matan Sfarat HaMitzvot. Now, I saw a very beautiful idea in a book on a recent, that someone wrote also recently on Shiluach HaKen, and he got me thinking, and a little bit I developed the idea myself, looking at the psukim. Which word, just even looking at words, sometimes very important, you have key words. Which word would be the same in the mitzvah of Kibud av v'em and in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen? Which mitzvah comes in a few times in Shiluach HaKen? That's also, besides, of course, the reward. What? Aim. Aim is there 3 times. The mother. That there's something, right? Shaleach to aim. the Ein Rovetzet al HaBanim. There's something in this idea of motherhood, of a mother nurturing life in both mitzvot. We're going to get into, in Shiloh HaKen, we'll get into more detail. Just to give you a little shot. There's in Kibud HaVeEim, recognizing where our source of life is, who our source of life is, our parents, and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then also the bird, and Ein Rovetzet al HaBanim, Shaleach to Shaleach et HaEim. Somehow this respect for life, and for the mother who nurtures life, gives a person long life. Recognizing the source of life grants you more life, and giving kavod and respect to that source of nurturing life gives person the ability to live a long and full life. Just an idea that I was working on a little bit. Now, what I want to do now quickly, the idea of the Tamei HaMitzvot. In the Tamei HaMitzvot, what would the reason be that Hashem gives this mitzvah of Shiloach HaKen? And if you follow with me, we'll try to do it quickly because I also want to get to the source, to look in the Zohar briefly and also to see the source that connects Shiloach HaKen with the Akedah. First we'll start in, we'll look at a Midrash. Source 3, Midrash Rabbah. Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oto vet beno lo tishchetu biyom echad. Kishem shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ala behema. Kach nitmale rachamim ala ofot. Minayim. That Hashem just says you can't slaughter the animal and its young one day. Also, you can't take the mother and the Hashem has rachamim on the birds. Minayin, where do we see the rachamim on the birds? That you can't take both the mother and the young together. Right? The sense of Hashem's rachamim on his creatures, and okay, you want to take the birds, fine. You're able to take the birds, but you have to send the mother away and give the mother a chance to, again, she'll fly away and she'll still live and she could nest another time. The Rambam takes on this point and further develops the point of the Midrash. By Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, also this idea of Hashem shows his rachamim for all his creatures, shows his mercy and kindness for all his creatures, and he, if you're reading with me here, Kenes alishchot otovat beno b'tar siag v'harchaka pen yishachet avlad l'nochach ha'ein, that you shouldn't kill, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't kill the young right in front of the in front of the mother, as right we know, we hear these terror stories, the worst thing that could happen in the Holocaust, right, how sometimes the parent had to see the child, right? The horror stories, and we shouldn't come to this, that Hashem made sure that this would not happen to his creatures, right? That we can't do it to slaughter the mother and the young, and the same way, Shish Tsar Gadol Ma'ol de Balei Chayim. And he says here a very interesting point, the Rambam. Shekein Ein Hefdel Bein Tsar Ha'adam V'Tsar Shar Balei Chayim מפני שאהבת האין לילדה וגעגועיה אליו אינם נמשכים אחר השכל, אלא אחר פעולות הכוח המדמה. That the same instinctive and emotional attachment and love that the parent feels for the child, the animal feels for its young. And we shouldn't, right, the mother shouldn't see, if we want to take the eggs, the mother shouldn't see that we're taking her young, we're taking the chicks, or we're taking the eggs. We should send her away that she won't have to have this pain of seeing her young being eaten or whatever the person will do. And this, in the end, he says, the Rambam, the last line, if Hashem has such mercy on animals and on birds, right, and worries about the mothering instinct and the mothering emotion, this pain, right, doesn't want the animal or the bird to feel the pain of losing her young. Right? How much more so the end is alachat kama v'kama v'pirtei min ha'adam v'chlaluto. How much more so we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us, doesn't want the human being also to suffer, and to have pain. Alright, so this is the sense of that I call this section Tov Hashem Lakol V'rachamav Al Kol Masav, to teach us that Hashem has rachamim. Hashem has mercy on all his creatures, and of course on even on the animal creatures, and even more so on human beings. In the next source, in source 5, there's also, it takes it even one step further in giving a good reason why Hashem has mercy on this bird, that she deserves it. She deserves it because it says, Amar Rav Elazar, lo haya tzarich lomar ken, ela amar kadosh baruch hu. Hashem didn't have to have this mercy on the bird because really, by law, if not for the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, the man could have taken them both. The man could have taken the egg and the bird. It says, Ho'il v'nitasek v'klodo shel olam. Since this bird is now being involved in furthering the kavod of the world, in making more birds, right? Hashem wants there to be more creatures. The world should be filled of living creatures, of human beings, and also more animals and more birds. And that's what the bird is doing. She's nesting. She's not just flying off free and having a good time, but she's now tied to the nest, and she knows she's going to raise her children, give birth to the children, the eggs, nest on the eggs. And so since she is involved in bichvodo shel olam, b'tikuno shel olam, kedai shetinatzel. We'll give her the kavod and the respect and the rachamim that she will be saved, right? She who's done this good act. And I think the intention is shaleach to shaleach, send her, and hopefully that another time she will have the opportunity, and maybe she'll make the nest higher so that a person won't see it, and that somehow she'll be able to produce the young, even if on this occasion she was chased away, sent her away, but that the not taking her and the young, and she didn't have that suffering of seeing, of being taken and being there while her chicks or while her eggs were being used or eaten. Okay, that's the Rambam's position. Also, really showing what I wanted to show is that he bases himself there also midrashim in this same vein. No, it's not here. It's in Vayikra. It should be in one of the sources here. It's in Vayikra. You have to. It's not here. It's not in this. It's not in this. Not in this chapter. Not in this area. In an animal, just in an animal, you can't slaughter. It's there. It's in Karbanot. Together with Karbanot, when you slaughter the animal, you can't slaughter on the same day. Okay, now this is what I remember. I was remembering the Machloket, Ramban. What is the Ramban's position? Okay, and this is source 6, and he also write Gam mitzvah zo mevueret min otov et bno. Oh, here it is. Vayikra chavbet. You got your answer. Vayikra chavbet chavchet. That it's a further explanation, a further elucidation of this mitzvah of not slaughtering the animal and his child on the same day. Ki atam b'shnehem. Rambam is saying a little bit, there's a nuance here. I remember when I first read it, I thought, well, it's the same thing. But there is a difference. Atam b'shnehem levilti hayot lanu leiv achzari v'lo nerachem. The Rambam focuses on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamav al kol masav. Whereas the Ramban has a more educational position. It's not so that we should know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about us. right? The focus right away, lanu, that we have to develop within ourselves the proper midot. And the reason that we can't do this, take the bird and the eggs together, right, is that we don't develop a cruelty and that we'll be able to have the bird and in front of the bird, right, take the, have the eggs and show this, do this act of cruelty in front of the, in front of the bird, the lo nirapein. Right, and if you skip down a few lines, v'hakavana b'kulam l'tov lanu, v'lo lo yitbarach Hashem. It's not that we're thinking about Hashem necessarily, and that's the purpose of the mitzvah. Fine, right, it is. Rachamav al kol masav. We're not saying. But that's not the main point, that's not the main reason of the mitzvah. That's not the crunch, the crux of the mitzvah. Avo kol masha nitztaveinu shayu briyotav tzufot u'mezukukot, that the kavanah is in all for our learning, for our improvement, for our development of the proper midot. Right? And we have to develop within ourselves the rachamim and not chas v'shalom that we could do this cruelty of killing the animal and its young. We're taking the bird and the young and the same at the same time, and showing this level of cruelty to the mother. Now, what the Ramban also brings in, he brings in a Mishnah, which I think many of you might be familiar with. It's a Mishnah in Masechet Brachot. It doesn't appear here. Masha Amru beBrachot. If you look in source 9, if you go with me to source 9, somehow I don't know why it didn't come out here in the Ramban, but in source 9 you'll see the Mishnah. It's that, the first line there. It's a Mishnah in Brachot. Ha'omer al kan sipor yagiu rachamecha va'al tov yizacher shemecha modim modim mishakim oto. A person who says, on the right, the nest of the bird will come your comes your rachamim, and on the good I will mention your name, and modim modim, we silence that person. That's the incorrect thing to say. Exactly, and that's why the Gemara goes on to explain. So they say modim modim. We don't say modim modim because it's as if there are two deities. We say modim. We thank one Hashem. You don't say modim modim. You say modim, right? We don't, especially in a form of prayer and people listening to you, and someone would say modim modim, then we think there could be, right, chas v'shalom, more than one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al hatov. Yeah, but not modim modim. You say modim of the, you say many times modim, but to one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this would be a person saying modim modim at the same time, right? We say many times every day, right? Now, al tov yizaker shimcha, the Gemara says is also not an issue, because it means I will remember you when it's good for me. And when won't I remember you, Hashem? When it's bad. That's also a lack of full hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is the Gemara asks, why should a person, it seems that the nest of the bird does get rachamim. Why is it wrong to say, al kan sipor yagiu rachamecha? Right? So this is it, as if that is not the rachamim. Right? And this is what, if you go back, let's go back to the Ramban. It's a source 7, right? Where was the Ramban? Source 6, I'm sorry. Right? Lefisha ose midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'einam ela gzeirot. That this is either midotav or mitzvotav. It's as if there are those who read it. I find it, I think, a little better to read it mitzvotav. That we're making the mitzvot of Hashem rachamim, and it's really not fully rachamim, but they're gzeirot, they're decrees of Hashem. Lomar shelo chasakel al kan sipor v'lo higiu rachamav alo tov et b'nov. That Hashem, we're not saying that Hashem had such great mercy on the bird's nest and the rachamim on him and the her and the son. She'ein rachamav magim v'balei ha'nefesh v'hamnik lo altami lasot v'hem tzachenu. But if Hashem would have had absolute rachamim, then what? What? You wouldn't? you wouldn't be allowed to eat, right? We would all be vegetarians, right? The rachamim of Hashem, or whatever, I mean, it's Hashem's form of rachamim, but you can't say rachamim al kan tzipor because there is a certain, right, we do it in the most humane way possible. But it's not, you don't say, these are gzeirot, that there's rachamim of Hashem, it's to this way, but up to this point, and in this manner, they're gzeirot, right? And certain things man does need, and there's a lid that this can be done to birds, this can't be done, but we can't just say everything is rachamim of Hashem, and think that there's the full rachamim, and nothing is allowed to be done to the animals for the sake of the human. Right? Aval, hatam ha-meniya lelameit otanu midat ha-rachamim. But in what's permitted to do, right? In what's permitted, we can have the birds, right? We can have the young, right? We can have the eggs if we want them. We can have the chicks if we want them, right? It's not that it has to be, the mother has to stay on and we can't touch them. We can have them, and in a prescribed way, that there's the least amount of pain, that the mother doesn't have to suffer that pain of seeing her young mutilated or taken away before her. But we can't say it's full rachamim. Now, if you go to the end, Ella, and this vihine, the two lines before the end, vihine ha-mitzvot ha-elu be-behema u-ba-ov einam rachmanut aleihem. It's not full rachmanut aleihem. Ella gzeirot lanu. Gzeirot banu, lahadrichenu lelamed otanu hamidot ha-tovot. Right? But they're in the way that we do the mitzvah. I think similarly, shchita, in the way that we do the mitzvot, these are they're to train us and teach us the best possible midot. Now, what comes out here, the big question, and we're gonna look at it in another few minutes. What if you don't want the eggs? Right? What if you don't want the eggs? Because if you're going to send away the mother and then just take the eggs for whatever, I don't know, whatever you do with them, but you really don't need them and don't want them, what happens to the mother? I don't know, you know, many of us, we're city people here, but we'll see in some sources, and I tell you, I asked the secretary to watch, because she sits there, was right by her window. I asked her to watch. The mother did come back to look. She said once. I mean, she was also, we have to do a few things in Matan. She wasn't there her eyes weren't glued to the window, but she did see the bird come back once. And what would you, you know, in our imagination, what might we think? That the mother is sad. Right? The mother is sad. And I think that was my feeling when I first saw it. What am I going to do with the eggs? And let the mother develop, you know, bring up these chicks, let the eggs crack. I mean, I must admit, I wasn't so crazy about doing the mitzvah. And when this young lady wanted to, whatever age she was, I don't remember, when she wanted to do the mitzvah, and she had, you know, I just felt, maybe just let her, if she's already nesting and she's having those birds, and if the whole point, and this is, we'll see in the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in a few minutes, if the whole point is to develop within us rachamim, so let's say we don't need the eggs, let's have even more rachamim on the mother, right? Rather than taking the eggs, let's have more rachamim and let the mother nest and let her develop, you know, bring up her chicks. Right? I'm saying that would have been my position, I think, until I saw the Zohar. I think now, again, we have to see. We'll look at the Zohar and see. There's something in a deeper strata. Definitely, questions at the end of it. Definitely on this first basic strata, and that was definitely my first gut reaction in a sense, what am I going to do with the eggs? I should take the eggs and let the mother fly away, and especially with the Ramban, when the whole point is to develop within us rachamim. Okay. All right, we have a question. Now, I just want to see two more kind of quick reasons brought, that I think these are the two main, this idea of the Rachamav of Hashem, Al Kol Masav, and L'lamed Otanu, Lo Rachamim, and Lo Litachzer, right? In the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes the point of that we should understand that Hashem wants the Hashkachat Hashem Al Kol Masav. Hashem watches providently over all his creatures, and he wants to make sure that no species is terminated, right? Because if you take the mother and the young, you know, and everyone does that, then whatever it is, let's say if it's the doves or it's whatever bird it is, there could be a termination, extinction, right, of that species. And Hashem doesn't want that to happen, so at least send the mother away so that the mother can continue. If not at this time, let her continue to procreate. And again, what the Sefer HaChinuch does as the Rambam, and if this is so with animals, alachat kama v'kama, how much Hashem has the hashgacha and wants to continue mankind, that there should be more procreation, right? That there should continue pru urvu in all species. Even in animals, Hashem worries that they shouldn't be extinct, and how much more so with the other human beings. Okay, that you can see that inside, that's source 7. Source 8, also, I always like the Rashbam. Sometimes we're gonna see, we're gonna hit all levels, because if we're gonna get to the Zohar, and it's a little bit, you'll see, a little bit, especially with the birds, it'll be flying high. Sorry for the pun. I also like to be grounded, and the Rashbam is always very much, right, the literal pshat. And so we're going to go from Rashbam to Zohar here, you could say. We learned today on Shiluach HaKen. So if you look at the Rashbam, Ki Karei. So first of all, he says here, Yizdamen al Yedei Mikre, which the way we were interpreting it, that it's a chance happening. That's why I said it's like, who knows when you're going to get to do this mitzvah, and such a great reward for this, 5-minute mitzvah. Lo tikacha eim alabim, lefi derech eretz. It's derech eretz. This idea of derech eretz, we have to learn derech eretz, and you have to have derech eretz even to birds, even to this mother bird on the young. Okay, you're allowed to take the young, but derech eretz, do it in a proper way, do it in a right way, in a menschlich way. L'tshuvat haminim is this idea of like the Sefer HaChinuch said, continue the species. Far pirashti b'lo tevashel gedi b'chalav imo. Not to cook the goat in its in the mother's milk. Very interesting. We always read that milk. L'lo tevashel gedi. I looked up the Rashbam here earlier in the Torah. What was this idea? What happened when the goat delivered the, it's not the goat, the female goat, whatever that's called. The female goat delivers the gedi, the young child. There's a burst of milk. There's a lot of milk. So apparently it was just very easy and could even have been very tasty. That's how it was done. You take the young chick and in the mother's milk. And this is also, it's the same kind of thing. Here's the mother, and in her own milk, that she's the milk of the birth in a sense, that you're taking the child. It's the wrong thing to do. Here this animal is given birth, and you're destroying, you're mutilating in a sense that wonderful idea of birth and cooking the child in the mother's milk. And he says the same way, just not the right, not the tam, not the derech eretz, shedomelach zariyut v'rav tanut, you can't wait. If you wait, you'll find, either you'll take her, you'll take the gedi, you won't, but not in his mother's milk. It's not your rav tanut is like, you're just like, you're so hungry and gluttonous. It's like this gluttonous and against derech eretz, against the edelkeit and adinut, that a person has to behave. Okay, so that's derech eretz. So the four reasons for the mitzvah, the Rambam, the Rachamav al Kol Masav, Ramban l'lamed otanu, the Sefer HaChinuch is the Hashkachat Hashem al Kol Masav, and here, derech eretz. Okay. Now, let's look what I promised you. Let's look at the Sheila Tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Chatam Sofer, right? I just say Chassam Sofer, it's easier. Of this question, it would seem, if one doesn't want the eggs, right, that it's better just not to send away the bird, but just let them continue on their merry way, let the bird continue and to develop the eggs and chicks and whatever. Okay. So he says, Ayen Ramban, he brings, of course, right there, all these sources that we saw, Ramban bin Mukechu Mashalo, v'katav al pi Rambam, right, he brings in Valsal Chinuch, okay. Now they also just said, the Chinuch, there are two different countings in the Chinuch, so I brought it from Kuf Lamed Zayin, this is Kuf Mem Hey, whatever. B'tam ha-mitzvah ha-hi, shalo nitachzer, right, like we saw in the Ramban, lo nitachzer, we shouldn't be cruel, right, we shouldn't develop cruelty. La'akar ha'em alabanim. De'afagav, to take them both together. De'afagav dasur lomar al-kan sipor yagiu rachamecha. We can't say that this is only rachamim of Hashem. Hatam shelo higiu rachamav al-balei chayim kol shehu l'tzorach ha'adam. Right? Whenever it's for the sake of man. De'im kein hayasur l'shchot. If so, if it would have been full rachamim, we wouldn't have been able to do any slaughtering. Right, in the Ramban. V'hine, l'fi tam zeh, if this is the main reason, according to the Ramban, that we should develop within ourselves rachamim, v'lo litachzer, right, mevu'ar d'im ein tzorech lebanim, if there isn't a need for the children, the eggs or the chicks. Lo mevai, it's not even a question. There's no question. De'eino mechuyav l'shaleach ha'ein, ela achzariyut, nami avid. That there isn't, according to the Chassam Sofer, one opinion within the Chassam. The Chassam Sofer changes his mind about three times. But we definitely have Chassam Sofer A saying that it's not a, he's not obligated. That if he doesn't need, it's not a question that he's not obligated to send the mother, but it would even be more cruelty. Ella achzer yudna. B'mkom shenilmod shelo nitachzer, adarabba, right? Adarabba, opposite. Nargil atzmeinu b'achzeriyut. We could really even, we could develop more achzeriyut. Just, you know, let the bird stay, this could maybe bring us more achzeriyut. Litzar, litzar balei chayim, al minat, it should be, v'daresha eim me'al baneha, v'tzar balei chayim daraita, ela shekatav, Ramban shelo higiu rachamav al balei chayim ki im hu l'tzorach adam. Aval, im einenu l'tzorach adam. If the person doesn't need it, the person doesn't need this. Eino tzorich lebanim achzariyut hu zo l'garesha ein. Okay. So he's saying that this is the opinion here in the Chassam Sofer. He then goes back and forth. He brings the other opinion because the pasuk does say shaleach to shalach. Right, so the pasuk does go on. Don't take them together, but what should you do? Shaleach to shalach, and there is an opinion that yes, you do have to. Yes, you do have to. The pasuk says shaleach to shalach, and he goes on, which I'm going to look at, where we're going to look at separately to say because of the source in the Zohar. I want to skip the source connecting it, the source 11. I want to go to the Zohar that I've been alluding to. And I mentioned, I don't know a lot of Kabbalistic sources. I read now a little bit more Hasidut, which does bring in Kabbalistic sources from time to time. I'm not a master in Kabbalistic sources, but I think at a certain age, it becomes possible to read more and understand more, and it definitely gives us a greater depth. Gives us a greater depth and a different, a deeper and a more insightful and a more profound understanding of Torah, of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm just saying with a grain of salt, and it's something that maybe some of you haven't seen, even myself, when I've now read it probably about 10 times, and so it's like sinking in a little bit. It might be a little bit. A little bit, like as I said, kind of a little bit flying high, but But let's look at the Zohar. And this was the Zohar that my friend had seen when she wanted to very much perform the mitzvah, and she did perform the mitzvah. So let's look at it, because on the one hand, it does seem like, why do it when there is a certain element of cruelty involved? Okay, let's look at source 12. And this is, I took this from a collection of sources on Shiloh HaKen, where the Zohar was more in Hebrew. I thought that would be more beneficial. Okay. Muva b'Zohar HaKadosh, shekeshemeshalchim et ha'ein me'al habanim, he tzo'eket. Right, she cries, right? She doesn't really want to leave her chicks and her eggs. V'holechet v'eino yadat la'an holechet. And she doesn't know, right, where she's going. Nodedet v'rotza la'bedet atzma. She's wandering and maybe wants to kind of destroy, you know, like, what's happening? It's so terrible. I've lost my young. V'az malach ha'memuneh la'ofot. And again, this is quite Kabbalistic, but there's a malach he's in charge of the ofot. Me'orer rachamim aleha. He comes before the high tribunal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the malach of the ofot, and he says, Hashem, have rachamim on this bird. This bird has been taken away from her nest, from her young. Me'orer rachamim. V'kein sharam malachim ha'memunim al ha'ofot. Right? All the others, apparently there were a few. I mean, I don't know the whole hierarchy of the malachim. But other of the malachim who are connected here also come up, right? And they ask for mercy for this bird. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu osef et koach elotav, he gathers all his malachim together. Kol ha'mimuneh melamed zchut al ofot shelo. Everyone starts giving zchuyot, learning for rachamim, for his chickens. Ein b'chem mi sheyelamed zchut al banai. Hashem says to these malachim who are begging for mercy for the chickens, and what about my chickens? What about my children? No, none of you, none of the malachim, none of the heavenly hosts are asking for rachamim for Bnei Yisrael. Sheyelamed zchut to teach zchuyot al banai v'al ha'shchinah kedosha. What about the shchinah kedosha? Right, why? Shehi begalut. Just like this bird is in galut. Right, she's been chased away from her home. She's been chased away from her nest. Also, my Bnei Yisrael don't have their full home. Baruch Hashem, we're back in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have it in full shalom with the Beit HaMikdash, right, in the way of Ashchina. We don't, right, the full Shchina Kedosha. Shehi begalut, v'kein shala, hi Yerushalayim. Our nest is Yerushalayim. Necharav ubaneha am Yisrael v'galut tachad yad adonim kashim shel umot ha'olam v'ein mi sheyivakesh rachamim v'yelamed aleihem zchut. And there's no one who's asking, none of the malachim here who are asking rachamim for Bnei Yisrael, because this is our home, this is our nest. Ubazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzo'ek v'yachol lehoshia et am Yisrael me'agalut v'gam mitmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, he's saying, wow, look at this, you know, for this chick, look how many people are, this bird, how many people are asking rachamim? What about rachamim for Am Yisrael? What about rachamim for the Shechina that's in Galut? And Hashem, as he's thinking this, he himself is filling up, mitmalei, right? Mitmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim al kol holchei adrachim, on everyone who has to wander around in the holchei adrachim and travel a lot. It's always hard, the flights and everything. Na'im v'nadim ki yonal kol ha'olamot, like the dove who travels around, runs around in all the world. Azeh omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ashrei ha'meshaleach at ha'sipor. I'm happy, lucky is the one who sent this bird. Because of what was the result? This bird came up and the malachim had rachamim, and then Hashem says, oh, you have rachamim on the bird and I don't have rachamim on Bnei Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, on the Shechina, to come back to their home. Right? Everyone's worried this bird has been taken away from her home. What about the home, the spiritual home of my children, the home, even physical and spiritual, of all the people who are of Bnei Yisrael? So Ashrei Misham Shaleach Tzipor Mechutz Kana Shehu Garam Li Lerachem Al Kol HaOlam. Look at the Zohar. Al Kol HaOlam. Not only on B'nai Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Shechina, but also Al Kol HaOlam and all the people who aren't in their homes, who are wandering and who aren't situated in Menucha V'Menacha. L'chein Scharo, Man Yitav Lecha V'Arach Yamim. Now, just when I was thinking of this, you know, this one, I must say this. It annoys me. Annoys is a mild word. When Ahmadinejad, however you pronounce his name, gets up and he says, "Go back home." I mean, what do you mean, go back home? We are home. We are home. I don't know. People just let it go by. I think we all have. What do you mean, go back home? Go back to where you came from. This is our home. Our home is Yerushalayim. Our home is Eretz Yisrael. I mean, forget about the. You don't need any proofs. But I'm saying this is and that Hashem should have rachamim, and to bring us back to our home. And if this, in this sense, in this bird going, it's in a sense symbolic of, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at all the other birds, the little birds of Am Yisrael that aren't yet home, that aren't yet nesting, that aren't yet in their place. And this brings out the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Am Yisrael and for our nest of Yerushalayim together with the Shechina. One source that I saw, because it's the sense of that I still had this kind of litmus question. Okay, you know, so this Ora was her name, who did the mitzvah, and she really had this full intention. She had seen this Zohar. I hadn't had that knowledge before. The sense, and she wanted to do that lorera tarachamim of Hashem by this bird. Then I thought that b'chozot the bird, b'chozot the bird, like you still feel bad for the bird. That why did the bird, like, couldn't Hashem have this rachamim without the bird losing her nest? And I answered it then, and I'll say it also. The bird does have a chance for another time. Does have a chance for another time. And I think I saw, I was just reading through Tehillim. Every time I go to the Kotel, sometimes I just pick out a parrot. Anyway, I think a week or two after I gave this shiur in the summer, I picked out a parrot. And this is, it was parrot Pei Dalet. Anyway, it's on the sources one source that I wanted to come to. Source 14 from Tehillim. Source 14 from Tehillim. If you look at it, למנצח על הגיטית לבני קורח מזמור, מהידידות, ידידות משכנותיך, אדוני צבאות. How beautiful are your dwelling places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. נחשפה גם קולתה נפשי לחצרות אדוני, ליבי בשרי ירננו אל חי. Right? I yearn and I long my soul for your courtyards, right? The home. My soul and my body are singing out, to the living Hashem. Gam tzipor matza bayit udror ken la. Also the bird finds her home, and the swallow finds her nest that she puts her efrochim et mizbechotecha near your mizbeach. Adonai tzvaot malki velokai. That right, Hashem. Ashrei yoshvei veitecha o jehalelu chasela. That I think the big picture is, in the end, we'll come back to Beitecha, right? We'll come back to Beitecha, and by Mizbechotecha, we'll have the Mizbeach again. And then the birds will also, the idea is the birds should have the home. And the home of the bird will even be Liad Mizbechotecha. Here was just so beautiful, these psukim, that bottom line is we don't want to chase the bird away. We want the bird, but we also want our chatzer and our bayit, and to be able to come back. And when we'll have the mizbeach again, when we'll come back to Shalayim, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha, when we're able to sit in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully, right? We're back home, Ahmadinejad. We are home. But when we have the full home with the full Shechina, then we won't have to send the bird away. We won't have to send the bird away for the, to arouse Hashem's rachim. Okay. That's one ending, and that's a very beautiful ending. I want to make a second ending. You know how you have sometimes the books, the second ending, because the Akedah always has something a little difficult to it. Just 2-3 minutes. I promised you we have to connect it to the parsha here. If you look at source here, it's the source I skipped, 11. I think the ending that I just gave is like the better ending. but I didn't want to break it up. Anyway, this is another ending, connecting it to the Akedah. That's also a good ending, but whatever. You know, you write a book and then you say, figure out the ending. All right, so let's look together at this, because this was also, I remember when I saw it, I just didn't believe what I was reading. Okay. V'chol ha-Torah lo ne'amar arichut yamim ki im b'shnei dvarim halalu kibud av v'ein, kibud av v'shiluach haken. Right, that we started out, in a sense it ends the shir, that's how we started out. Source 11, this is that gra, the Gaon Rav Gaon Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, right? The Gra mi Vilna, Gaon Rav, great, great Talmudic scholar of approximately 200 and some years ago in Lithuania. Vilna, obviously, Gaon of Vilna. Okay. So he comes back to the point we made in the beginning, that's why I say it's another ending to the shir in a sense, of the two mitzvot of Kibud Av V'Em and Shiluach HaKen. Lefi she'ein hashleimut nikar ba'adam ela kishayesh lo shnei midot hafuchot. A person, we can only see shleimut and fullness in a person when he has the range within himself, when he has the range of opposites within himself, when he can go and have a fullness to his personality and know when to use which traits within his range of midot, of traits. Dehaino midata rachamim umidata achzariyut. Also midata rachamim, which we're used to hearing, and somehow it's saying you also have to have, I would like make this a little, lighten this a little bit, a certain amount of achzariyut. Okay, I know, that's why it was hard reading. It was hard reading. I have to think of it to make this like, you know, help the medicine go down. The sense of a parent giving a child medicine that hurts or having to do a surgery that's very, very difficult and painful, but the end is life-saving. Right, the end is important. And a person has to have that ability sometimes, right, of holding down the child, of forcing the person to do a difficult surgery that could make difficulty in his life, her life. But you have to have that achzariyut to balance the rachamim. If you're going to only have rachamim, it wouldn't be the right way, and you wouldn't get a fullness of life. Anyway, it's okay. לפי שאדם נוהג במידה אחת אינו מוכרח לומר שהוא צדיק אלא יש לומר שכך הוא טבעו. If a person is all goodskeit, only good, then he does it in a natural way. He's not really working on himself. Right? He has to have that range to be able to sometimes do achzariyut, to know that the rachamim and the that he does is real. It's something that he's actually working on and doing. And putting effort and involvement, right? Aval kishayesh lo shtei midot hafuchot az muchach shehu tzadik. Then he can be a tzadik when he has that ability and that range to also do achzariyut. L'chach natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael mitzvah shel rachmanut shehu kibud av v'ein, v'shuv natan lahem mitzvah shel achzariyut dehayno shiluach haken. He says it. I remember when I first saw it, because I was always thinking a little bit, if you send the bird away, there's a little bit of achzariyut. But nobody talks about that. The Ramban, they only talk about the chesed and shalom nitachzer and the rachamav of Hashem. But he sees this, the Gaon is writing here, that there is, in sending the bird away, say, the result is, I mean, what my friend did, she wanted the rachamim for Bnei Yisrael, and the bird will hopefully nest again. But there is a certain element of achzariyut in the doing of it. So he says that the two mitzvot, kibud av v'em is full rachamim, and shiluach haken, which has an element of achzariyut in it. Right? Shehu achzariyut gedolah, he even says it stronger than I'm saying it, and that's why I found it hard, the reading. Achzariyut gedolah shenotel habanim u'meshaleach ha'em, ulefanim k'shemashaleach, ha'em holechet machmatzar v'tovat b'mayim, she'll go, and she doesn't look where she's going, and she could drown. Imkein hu bevadai achzariyut. That you have to develop the rachamim, and maybe that's why that's the 24/7, and that's why it's all the time. Right, that we develop the rachamim of the way we treat our parents. And the achzariyut, and somehow in developing this, you know, it's perhaps it'll happen, or this way, we don't have this mitzvah. How many of you have done the mitzvah of shiluach haken? One? Okay, see, I'm saying, no, first of all, kol hakavod, but you know, I'm saying it's not something that we're able to do. And I think, even myself in doing it, I think now I would be able to do it. Now I'd be able to do it, and I'd have the reasons and the understanding. It's a hard mitzvah to do. But he's saying that mitzvah, right, that we have to be able to do it, and it develops this other range within ourselves of being able to do the achzariyut. Lefamim kishemashagarer, lachen kativ b'shtei mitzvot elu arichut yamim. Because arichut yamim, the Gaon is reading as shleimut, a fullness of days. Good, total good and fullness of days, that you have shleimut in your personality, and then you have the shleimut of the rachamim and the possibility for achzariyut, right? That's what we say. Tov and the possibility of ra. We don't want to say Hashem created ra, but there is ra in the world, and there's this possibility for ra. And there's the rachamim, and there's also a possibility when you'll need it to have this possibility for achzariyut, which we can develop when we send the bird away. There is that element of we're doing something that will harm this bird, and now hopefully she'll nest again, but it'll bring rachamim for the world and for Am Yisrael and for Yerushalayim v'chulei v'chulei. Anyway, so now it says here, Nishlam Adam b'tachlit ha'tov, v'zeh she'namar b'Avraham Avinu, v'ata yadati ki yirei Elokim atam, v'haino, ayidei mitzvat ha'akedah, she'asa midat achzariyut. Avraham was able, for the sake of showing his full devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was able to muster the midah and bring forth a certain element of zachzariyut. Baruch Hashem, Hashem didn't make him do it. But Hashem wanted to see that he had that capacity, and that in a sense it says that all the chesed that he did, it shows that it wasn't only because that was his full nature. He could have gone the other way, but he chose not to. He chose to be Avram of chesed, and he had within him also this, the show that he had the possibility for achzariyut when needed. I know, al yedei mitzvat ha'kedah, shasa midat achzariyut, ata nishlam v'nikar shehu tzadik amor. Right, that it shows that Abraham reached shleimut, and I think also, not only Abraham reached shleimut, but the schut of the mitzvat ha'kedah, when we daven in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right, the schut of the rachamim, of zichronot, the whole focus, the end, the punchline of the zichronot is to remember the akedah. When Abraham was able lichvosh et rachamim, right, in that same way, you Hashem, your kovesh, your kas, that it has for dorei dorot, that ability of Abraham to have that element, that the possibility of her achzariyut, that showed the fullness and gave the schut of Bnei Israel, and I sense, comparing it, I think, to this source of also sending the bird away, there is that little bit of achzariyut, but the long range, if you look at the bigger picture, the long range is that it'll bring rachamim for the cane, for the nest of Bnei Israel, that we should all come back, Bezrat Hashem, to Yerushalayim, with the Beit HaMikdash, with the Shechina, and thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.